Standing in front of the mirror, I examine my face. It shows a few wrinkles. The serum I am using is not working, so I must investigate an alternative product. I lean closer and smooth a finger across my cheek. My mouth twitches with amusement. There is no doubt that my face is better than when I lived in London, as the country air suits my complexion. It is no longer pale, and my cheeks have color. I tweak my blonde hair to ensure it looks good. The new highlights enhance it, giving the impression of a life on a sun-drenched beach. I laugh to myself, as I haven't relaxed on golden sands for a long time. Aging is terrifying. My 40th is soon. What a horrendous thought. I attempt to ease my concern at this deliberation. After all, age is just a number. It's more about how you feel. A broad grin creases my lips because I feel great. To my surprise, I've turned my life around. The old days have passed, I hope. The change has made a difference in my life. Whether the past will come back to haunt me is a different matter, but I will be positive. The door from the staff room creaks as Jennifer returns into the hairdressing salon. With a flush of embarrassment, I step back from the mirror so she does not notice my vanity.
Admiring yourself in the mirror again, Kyle.
With a giggle, she flicks her long brown hair away from her face. I raise my eyebrows in an arrogant gesture as I watch her through the mirror. My handsomeness is renowned, so I have to admire it. Without further comment, she strolls across the room as people push open the front door. Catching sight of them, I turn away from the mirror. The salon is located on a busy main road through the village, and the noise of the passing traffic is so close to the building it often masks nearby sounds, so their arrival comes as a surprise. Two customers enter simultaneously. They are the last appointments for the afternoon. Although I am yearning to go home and to be with Gemma, I place a welcoming expression on my face. A busy weekend beckons, and I doubt we will be alone as I expect guests will have been invited, which is the norm for most high-profile weekends. Jennifer, the owner of the salon, takes a young woman whose hair is flowing and magnificent, but requires careful cutting to give it some extra body to her salon chair. A wince of discomfort grips my stomach as I suspect she will butcher it. But I am the employee and Jennifer is the boss, so I will keep my mouth shut. Jennifer's skills are almost negligent, and whoever trained her is a disgrace to the profession of hairdressers. The second entrant brings a genuine grin of welcome, as it is Mrs. Carruthers, for her weekly appointment. While she is a lovely lady who is nearly 80, she is practically bald with a few wisps of white hair, which do not need trimming once a week. If she did nothing to it for the rest of her life, it would remain perfect. As she enters, a twinge of amusement flutters through me as I recall the occasion when I had offered to trim it for free. To my surprise, she had taken offense at the suggestion and insisted paying the full price. I rush forward to greet her and help her to remove her smart wool jacket. Let me give you an arm to help you to the seat.
Thank you, Kyle.
Once she's comfortably settled, I begin snipping away with the scissors. It isn't necessary to discuss the elaboration of what style she would like, as it is the same every week. After a long day, I decide to choose an easy topic to begin our conversation. Are you going to the wedding tomorrow?
Yes, but I suspect most weddings invite me because of my churchwarden duties, although they do not have a clue who I am.